Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. The Thanksgiving travel period is already underway at Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport. MSP's Jeff Lee says it kicked off Thursday for many passengers.
Some people who may have several days more than sort of that traditional four-day holiday may be getting a jump start on their travel plans. And so we're starting to see that it'll get busier through the weekend. And then again, it really ramps up Tuesday and Wednesday ahead of the holiday.
Lee says Sunday, November 30th is expected to be the busiest day at MSP as people return home from Thanksgiving. Attorney General Keith Ellison is warning consumers after Minnesota Rusco abruptly shut down on October 29th, leaving customers with unfinished home renovation projects and thousands of dollars in losses. The company, sold to a Texas-based private equity firm in 2022, filed for bankruptcy earlier this month after its parent company closed 16 subsidiaries nationwide. Ellison urges affected Minnesotans to preserve records, seek chargebacks or financing relief, and file complaints with his office. The case remains under review. There's an emergency news conference at the state capitol Monday in response to the new federal rule banning most hemp-based THC products. Ryan Copperrood of Duluth-based Wild State Cider and Birdie Beverages says companies fear this could wipe out the state's hemp industry.
They're concerned about their businesses. They're concerned about the jobs that their business creates. They're concerned about, you know, the revenue that this category is responsible for. They're concerned about the tax base that is potentially going away with these products.
Copperrood says the meeting will bring federal, state, and local elected officials together with Minnesota hemp and brewing company leaders. And Minnesota Nice once again prevailed during yesterday's Give to the Max Day. The 24-hour online giving campaign raised over $37 million for nonprofits and schools around the state. Give Minnesota Deputy Executive Director Jenna Ray.
I think what's really exceptional about Minnesotans and worth celebrating is that they understand and rise to that call to support their neighbors and help their nonprofit and school partners support our communities in turn. And I think that's worth celebrating each and every day, not just one day a year.
Ray says tens of thousands of people from around Minnesota and the world donated. In other headlines, a federal jury convicted a Clay County man today for posing as a decorated U.S. Marine to steal more than $140,000 in veterans benefits. Prosecutors say 39-year-old Mikhail Wicker never served in the military, but used forged discharge papers and fake medical certificates to claim honors like the Purple Heart and Prisoner of War Medal. He relied on those lies to obtain VA health care, disability, and education benefits. An update from the Department of Public Safety shows the number of threats at the Capitol continues to increase. State Patrol Colonel Christina Bogoyevich says the number of threats has gone up since last year when there were 19 reported threats.
Current year to date, we are at 58. That's the number that have elevated to an assessment where we work with the BCA to decide whether or not we're going to formally investigate.
Bogoyevich says soon a full-time threat investigator will be in place with the BCA. And Minnesota Representative Angie Craig and four colleagues have introduced the Affordable Insulin Now Act to cap insulin costs at $35 a month for people with private insurance. The bill would extend the same cap already in place for Medicare recipients under the Inflation Reduction Act. This is MNN.